Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. I'm Jake Sherman. Stay tuned after the show for a message from AARP. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has landed in Riyadh for his meeting with King Salman. An interesting nugget from the New York Times. King Khalid bin Salman, the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., has left his post in D.C. and will not return. Nancy Pelosi has been hitting the campaign trail hard in recent weeks, but she took some time out to talk to Anna in Philadelphia, where she detailed her plans for the Democratic majority. She said the first bills that would hit the floor include a campaign finance reform bill, a background check system for guns, and a bill to protect Dreamers. Pelosi told us she's cognizant she has to run a tight oversight program, saying that Democrats can't be, quote, scattershot. Quote, what is important for us is not to be them, she told us. She expects zero Democrats to vote for Trump's wall in the December lame duck session, and she said she does expect something crazy to happen in the last days of October, an October surprise. Pelosi told us she does not know who will be in leadership in the new Congress. She's not been asking for votes, she said, but Democrats have been telling her that they want to vote for her. Also, another scoop in playbook, Pelosi raised $34.2 million for Democrats in the third quarter. 21 days until Election Day, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke are debating tonight in San Antonio. Vice President Mike Pence and Kellyanne Conway were both fundraising at the Trump Hotel last night. Pence brought in $750,000 for the NRCC. Kellyanne Conway brought in six figures. The New York Times' Ken Vogel says Trump has doubled his campaign spending rate as the 2020 race draws nearer. He spent a total of $7.7 million from the beginning of July to the end of September, more than twice the $3.6 million he spent in the preceding 3 months. Trump has already topped $100 million in fundraising for his own reelection. That's according to the Washington Post. CNN's Clarissa Ward and Tim Lister report that the Saudi Arabian government is preparing to admit that Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist, died during an interrogation in Istanbul. They say it's an interrogation gone wrong. A lot of people are cutting their business ties with Saudi Arabia. Our own Daniel Lippman, Theo Meyer, and Marianne Levine report that the Glover Park Group and BGR Group have dropped Saudi Arabia as a client. CNN's Hadass Gold reports that the New York Times has shut down a $12,000 Saudi Arabia tour. Endeavor, the talent agency, is pulling out of a $400 million Saudi Arabia deal. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Today's episode is sponsored by AARP. The latest issue of Politico magazine series The Deciders takes a look at voters over 50 in Pennsylvania who are being crushed by the cost of healthcare. It doesn't matter if they are Republican or Democrat. They don't see hope for themselves or for future generations and are voting for help. View the latest Politico AARP poll results and read the latest issue of The Deciders at politico.com/thedeciders.